Shabbat Shalom. So I'm going to begin today with a bit of a confession. I've been a little bit negligent when it comes to California state law. Thanks again, Albert. He always laughs. So it seems that 90 days after you move to California, it is your responsibility within 90 days to apply for and hopefully get a California state driver's license. I've been here for 2.5 years and I've had my license for 4 days. So I'm not great at math, but I'm pretty sure that's longer than 90 days. But I checked in with some ad hoc legal counsel and since I fixed the problem on my own, I'm told I'm okay. But I think what was holding me back has something to do with the very beginning of this week's parasha. It begins with the word Vayeshev, that Jacob settles down. Jacob finally puts his roots down. He's been running, and at last he is in Israel. And it's what comes next that I think perhaps was holding me back. After finally settling down, his life gets progressively more disastrous. Joseph. There's a number of stories with some women of ill repute. There's a daughter-in-law. There is some pretty terrible things that happen to his life. And in fact, the only peace he gets is when he unsettles and moves down to Egypt a whole bunch of parshiot later. So what do we do with all of that? What does it mean to settle down? And isn't it good to settle down? In fact, it seems to me we spend most of our lives trying to be settled, to order our lives in such a way so that the results we want are what happens. So that when we wake up in the morning, our clothes are in the right place, we know how to get to work, we've chosen the exact route so we don't have to think about it anymore. We finally, at last, are settled. We're always working towards being settled. And I walk away from Jacob with two lessons. The first is that we're never settled. The route that we take every morning to work will one day be blocked by traffic. Whatever it is that goes on in our life, however much we think we finally have it figured out, something will change and make it not work. The home that we have finally ordered and the dishes are all in the exact right spot and every piece of artwork is exactly where you want it, some wonderful friend will give you a beautiful serving plate that you now have to find a place to display. Even though all of the places are taken and you're finally organized, every box is unpacked. We're never totally settled. That's number one. Number two is in some ways the exact opposite. We are, for brief moments, actually settled. And it's our job to try and savor those moments. Jacob, at the beginning of our parsha, teeters. He has one brief moment of peace. It lasts exactly one verse, but for one verse, he has finally stopped running. 21 years he lives under his father-in-law's house. After that, he was basically doing whatever his mother said. Before that, sorry. He runs away in the cover of night. He has an altercation with Esau that actually ends well. He and his brother, two estranged twins who could not have more distance between them. It ends well. All 12 of his sons are born. He is ready to become the patriarch. His name has been changed. And for one brief moment, he gets to enjoy it. Rashi says about this word Vayeshev that God laughs at the people, the righteous ones, who say, I just want a little tranquility. Rashi says that God promises you tranquility after you pass. In this life, the best of us get curveball after curveball after curveball. So, Vayeshev, this parsha, the first word, my new California state driver's license. I encourage each of us to both remember that we'll never be totally settled. There will always be a next thing to figure out. But also remember that for brief moments, a sentence here and a sentence there, we might get to just relax and enjoy all of the things we have worked so hard for. And with that, I will say Shabbat Shalom.